The wizarding world stands at the precipice of darkness. At Malfoy Manor, Lord Voldemort holds court with his Death Eaters beneath a suspended, unconscious prisoner, Charity Burbage, Hogwarts professor of Muggle studies. The atmosphere crackles with tension as Voldemort systematically humiliates the once-proud Malfoy family, taking particular pleasure in claiming Lucius's wand. When Voldemort speaks of pruning family trees to maintain blood purity, his words reveal the genocidal ideology driving his movement. Professor Burbage's execution, punishment for teaching that Muggles aren't different from wizards, demonstrates the brutal reality of this new order. Meanwhile, 17-year-old Harry Potter grapples with shocking revelations about Dumbledore's past. Through Elpheus Doge's moving obituary, Harry discovers his mentor's brilliant academic career, groundbreaking magical discoveries, and devastating family tragedies. His father's imprisonment for attacking Muggles, his mother's mysterious death, and his sister Ariana's tragic fate. The shock deepens when Rita Skeeter announces her explosive biography, painting a disturbing picture. A disturbed childhood, a lawless youth filled with dangerous ambitions, and alleged dark arts experimentation. Most troubling are hints about Dumbledore's friendship with Gellert Grindelwald, who would later become one of history's most dangerous dark wizards. How can Harry fulfill his mission when the man who assigned it remains such an enigma? This uncertainty will haunt him throughout his journey, complicating his already dangerous quest to destroy the Horcruxes and defeat Voldemort. As Harry's 17th birthday approaches, the protective charm at Privet Drive expires. The Order's escape plan uses 6 Harry decoys with Polyjuice Potion, each with a protector heading to different safe houses. Despite Harry's objections, the mission proceeds, only to be ambushed by Death Eaters. The escape turns devastating. Hedwig dies from a killing curse, Mad-Eye Moody falls to Voldemort, and George loses an ear to Snape's curse. These casualties establish the stakes. This is now a war with real losses. Harry's wand acts independently against Voldemort, shooting golden fire that repels him, foreshadowing important magical connections. At the Burrow, Bill and Fleur's wedding preparations create a facade of normalcy while the trio secretly prepares to leave. The wedding offers a final celebration of the wizarding world they're fighting to preserve. This brief respite shatters when Kingsley's Patronus announces, "The Ministry has fallen. Scrimgeour is dead. They are coming." Childhood ends not with a graduation, but with a desperate disoperation into the unknown. At Grimald Place, the trio discovers Sirius's brother Regulus was R.A.B., who stole Voldemort's locket Horcrux and died ordering Creature to destroy it, a task the house elf couldn't complete. This reveals a crucial theme: the powerful underestimate those beneath them. Voldemort never considered that house elf magic differs from wizards, allowing Creature to apparate where wizards cannot. This blind spot extends to Voldemort's failure to understand love, sacrifice, and humility. After retrieving the locket from Umbridge, Yaxley compromises their hideout, forcing them into wilderness hiding. Winter isolation and the Horcrux's negative influence worsen their moods until Ron abandons his friends after an argument. Harry becomes drawn to the Deathly Hallows, 3 objects that together make one Master of Death. This creates a dilemma: pursue the Hallows for power or stay focused on destroying Horcruxes. The choice represents competing approaches to confronting death, destroying soul fragments versus seeking mastery over death itself. Throughout their journey, relationships provide both strength and vulnerability. Ron's return marks a pivotal moment. Having destroyed the Horcrux that exploited his deepest fears of being second best, unloved by his mother, and unwanted by Hermione. Harry's feelings for Ginny endure despite separation, shown through their brief bedroom moment and his watching her dot on the Marauder's map. Relationships transform dramatically. Lupin returns to pregnant Tonks after Harry's rebuke. Neville evolves from bullied boy to resistance leader. Creature transforms from bitter servant to loyal ally, leading house elves into battle. Most significant is Snape's story, revealed through dying memories. His unrequited love for Lily motivated his protection of Harry despite loathing James. When asked if he'd grown to care for Harry, Snape's Silver Doe Patronus, identical to Lily's, answers Dumbledore's, "After all this time?" with simply, "Always." Even Narcissa Malfoy's maternal love transcends ideology when she lies to Voldemort about Harry's death to find her son. Snape's memories complete Dumbledore's strategic puzzle. In the Pensieve, Harry witnesses Snape's journey from meeting Lily Evans through their tragic separation. Snape's promise to protect Harry, made while holding Lily's body, reframes our understanding of his character. These memories reveal a shocking truth. Harry carries a fragment of Voldemort's soul, an accidental Horcrux created when the Killing Curse rebounded. This explains Harry's connection to Voldemort, his Parseltongue ability, and his burning scar. The revelation that the boy must die exposes Dumbledore's complex moral calculation. When Snape accuses him of raising Harry like a pig for slaughter, Dumbledore's silence raises profound questions about sacrificing one life for many. Harry's walk into the Forbidden Forest becomes his journey's emotional climax. Using the Resurrection Stone, he summons loved ones who form a protective circle for his final steps, creating a perfect narrative circle with his first Mirror of Irist encounter. The Battle of Hogwarts transforms the school into a war zone where ancient statues defend the castle and students fight for their lives. The battle claims beloved characters. Fred Weasley's death fractures his family, while Lupin and Tonks leave behind their infant son Teddy, echoing Harry's own orphaning. Neville completes his transformation by standing alone before Voldemort's army, pulling the sword from the burning Sorting Hat and decapitating Nagini. In the Great Hall confrontation, Harry reveals how loyalty, sacrifice, and love led to this moment, explaining Snape's devotion to Lily, the Elder Wand's true allegiance, and his mother's enduring protection. Harry's offer of remorse highlights their fundamental difference. He accepts mortality, while Voldemort fears death. The Elder Wand, recognizing Harry as its true master, refuses to harm him. Voldemort's rebounding killing curse creates perfect symmetry, his ordinary death proving that love, sacrifice, and natural order triumph over dark magic. Platform 9 and 3 quarters bustles with magical energy as Harry and Ginny send their children, James, Albus, and Lily, to Hogwarts, their names honoring those who sacrificed for a Voldemort-free world. When Albus fears being sorted into Slytherin, Harry shares that his son was named for two headmasters, including Severus Snape, probably the bravest man I ever knew, showing how old prejudices have fallen. The scene reveals meaningful reconciliation as Draco Malfoy acknowledges Harry with a nod, demonstrating softened boundaries between pureblood and mixed heritage families. Harry's lightning scar hasn't pained him in 19 years. All was well suggests that while challenges may arise, the fundamental battles have been won, ordinary happiness triumphing over extraordinary evil. Harry's legacy extends beyond defeating Voldemort. By returning the Elder Wand and accepting death as the next great adventure, he validates Dumbledore's belief that love is the most potent magic, a truth transcending to our own lives.